Yo, I thought this cup said fuck me up.
No, it says pick me up.
Pick me up. If you flip the P over, it could look like a D. Then it would say dick me up.
Wow, this is the first time this has ever happened.
What?
That we've sat down and nothing.
Yeah, it's called a cold open because it sucks.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another riveting episode of the TMG Podcast. We have a big, bold, massive announcement. Okay, it's got nothing to do with Blue Chew.
Let me put this big announcement in your guys' ears real quick. Yeah. We're doing another Moment House show.
Do you not know what that is? Sorry. This big, bold announcement is probably jamming your eardrum. Let me pull it out a little bit and slide it in slower. If you missed TMG Live in Space last time, you're an idiot, but you have a chance to redeem yourself and get a ticket this time. And this time is more exciting than the last, because is it the same show?
No. No, it's not the same show. It's an even better show. Dare I say we one-upped ourselves.
Yeah.
We really did.
I underwent medical treatment. Okay, I had to see my PT because we went so damn hard.
I cannot wait for you guys to see what we did. If you guys liked the last one with the cringe and the sword fighting, what we've already shot for this one is, I think, way better. I mean, I hope it's way better. It felt way better.
It's way better just because, oh man, I can't wait because then we can actually talk about it.
Yeah.
Either way, it's 5 p.m., October 14th. That's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? If you studied the gold rush about California, that's the time zone we're working in.
California time zone, Pacific time.
Little zone of the earth I like to call Western time, but you know.
But here's the thing: it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter because if you buy a ticket for it, then you can watch it for 24 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So get a ticket because this one is going to be. If you saw the last one, it was fucking crazy and so much fun, so much fun, and we're gonna have even more fun this time now that we kind of know what we're doing.
And you know, we'll have your favorites here. Spock will be here to kick it off with some beautiful tunes, and we're gonna have some very random guests. That much I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very strange batch of guests. So don't miss it. Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Buy a ticket. And if you saw the last one, you should be getting a nice little something in your email. That's all I can say.
Oh yeah, you get a little discount.
Yeah.
If you bought a ticket for the last one.
Yeah.
So That's our Ralph's Rewards membership. That's our version of that. Is the Tiny Meat Rewards. I'm just not going to go further on that.
Ralph's Rewards membership is probably the worst thing I think you could have compared it to. It's not like that at all.
Also, like the
it's like getting a DM from your crush. That's what it's like. It's like getting a DM from your work crush.
It's like the Bed Bath It's like the Bed Bath & Beyond reward system, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Literally the worst one. Do you know anything about it? Don't even get me started on that reward system.
Why?
They issue out... Well, first, before I talk shit about Bed Bath & Beyond, make sure you buy a ticket. We hope to see you there.
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. It's going to be a little spooky, too.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it is Halloween time, and we're going to make sure that that's...
honored in some
way. Honored, yeah.
Yeah, so Bed Bath & Beyond reward system is so, it's so reckless and dumb. Basically, they mail out 20% off coupons. It may not be like this anymore, but
okay.
When I was working there, they mail out these coupons, and then you could get them. And then they weren't like one-time use because the cash register system was this old DOS system.
Okay.
So you could scan it and then you would take it from the person. But if someone showed up, they had like this weird policy where if you showed up and they go, oh, do you have any extra 20% off? I lost mine in the mail. You just pull out the one you just took from the other person and scan it again.
Like from the trash?
No, you had to like keep them in a drawer.
Okay.
They would recollect them. It was the most bonehead corporation ever.
Right.
And yeah, you just pull one out from like the quote used pile and just scan it again. And then that person would get a discount.
Hmm.
It was, I mean, I'm certain that if I just scanned like five different ones, it probably would have just zeroed out the whole total.
Like, then you have to pay them money?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I did one too many. It's like minus $80.
Your total is plus $41.73. Enjoy your free Dyson. And scented sticks. Yeah.
That's horseshit. Honestly, all those reward systems are kind of bullshit.
They are.
Like every grocery store you go there and they're like, what's your number? You're like, can you just enter one? And they're like, sure. This can. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is the point of this? I always feel like kind of a G though when you're like, would you mind doing one for me?
Yeah.
Huh? You know? Some like 6-year-old woman.
6-year-old
woman? 60. I said 60. I said 60. I kind of slurred it. Some 6-year-old woman.
We're going to need, bro, with the way the internet is now, we need like instant replays on things. There just needs to be like a cancellation referee on all like recorded forms of media.
Fuck, we should actually like install that.
What, instant
like
replay?
Like have sort of some sort of system where we can be like, can we get a replay on that? And it's like cancellation replay. And just right away we can watch ourselves and go, yeah, oh, yeah. It sound like 6. Yeah. Fuck.
Booth review on your comedy. Just do stand up and you say some shit, ref blows a whistle, brrr, red flag on stage. You're like, what? Booth review. Yep. Ruling on the field is that did sound like you wanted to fuck a 6-year-old. We're going to walk the set 3 minutes back. Let's take that joke again. So.
Come yeah. on, we can have a little fun here, huh?
What, Bruce can have a little fun?
Bruce can have a little bit of fun? Come on.
Can have a little... Can
I
have
do all your motherfucking taxes, all right? You know how hard that is?
Can have a little pedophile bit? What's wrong with that?
Come on. I can't promo Blue Chew, so what? I use this stuff all the time.
I'm very sad that my... Never mind, I'll just leave it alone.
What?
I'm sad my extremely correct takes about Certified Lover Boy distracted everyone from the fun that was Bruce D'Amelio.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. People are pissed about that.
It's okay. It's like literally fine.
Yeah, it is okay.
Here's the best thing about, you know, there's this philosophy that's like, you know, don't read comments. I think that's wrong. I think sometimes it's good to read comments because when you read some comments, you realize, oh, everyone's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like some comments remind you like, oh, we're all dumb here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, yeah. Yeah.
That's your.
Yeah. That's it. Everyone's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I would agree.
I like when people do homework in the comments. It's like a 9-paragraph dissertation. It's like, man.
Yeah.
There's no extra credit here.
Yeah.
That was just for you.
See, I read every comment.
Yeah?
And then I translate them to Spanish and read those.
Mm.
I read every single one.
I mean, I just, you know, I think I understood why people were upset. And the thing I think I didn't articulate very well, academics put it so poetically. Drake is the McDonald's of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what
you
I was-
just quoted academics?
I mean, it's a great quote. It's very true.
Did you see that screenshot of him falling asleep to listening to it for the first time on stream?
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
But to triple down, where I was coming from was, you know, it's true. Like, I watched some other review of Certified Lover Boy and the critique was like, oh, it's not like Drake is playing a character. He's completely 180'd from who he was and this and that. It's like, yeah. But what the guy kept referring to him as like a global superstar. I'm like, that is true. What very few things can be globally impactful.
Right.
McDonald's is one of the only things you see literally everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What else? KFC.
Yep.
KFC is in Europe, mm-hmm. Thailand. That shit is everywhere.
Oh, it's so good in Southeast Asia. It's so much
it's
better.
It's amazing. It's so, yeah.
Wait, so but, much better.
It's impressive.
Why do they suck so hard here? They're like the sixth best fried chicken mm-hmm. in the States. No, more than that.
Wait.
Every like area of the States has like at least five that are better.
Eating KFC feels like eating girl, you're a lesbian, me too. As food.
Sick line, by the way. No, I'm kidding. See, what were people mad at you at?
Oh, people were upset because for two things. One, me saying that, oh, you can't have an opinion if you don't like something. That was poorly phrased. It was just more like, I guess I kind of, this actually goes back to the point I was originally trying to make is, you're just complaining about McDonald's. Like, you know the integrity is not there. You know the shit is heavily processed. Yeah, you know yeah, that it's yeah. just designed for basic consumption. It's yeah. not meant for deeper thought. And that's the trade-off I think Drake made to be Drake.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, he's a global superstar and he has to serve fucking French fries.
Yeah.
So if you want that, you know, Michelin star, intelligent, you know, pointed piece of art, I just don't think he's the guy that's
going to go
do
to
that.
Donda. Go to Donda.
But you know who's winning on the charts?
Who? Drake. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sold like 100,000 more than Kanye, right?
Yeah. First week.
Yep.
Because it's McDonald's. It's McDonald's.
And McDonald's is delicious.
Yeah.
It is really good. Double quarter pounder.
Now that's not to say people's critiques of him are wrong. Sorry. I just had to throw.
No, that I was there. Just like
I was just zoning out.
Nuggets.
Yeah, keep going.
I mean, I'll get a Big Mac from there any day of the week.
Yeah.
McFlurry. McFlurry? I almost just said McFlur. Like just because I get them so much.
Yeah.
That's what I call them.
It's just the inner Venice in you coming out.
Yeah. I love eating a McFlur after I get better.
So fucking sick. You get a McFlur out of your gas, bro.
Oreo McFlur. Oreo.
I had Oreo McFlur. I was out in fucking doing Big Wave out in Nazare. Right? I have McFlur in Nazare.
Certified surfer, boy.
Oh, I was in that Garrett McNamara documentary while eating my McFlur. It was so sick.
See, people were mad at me because I said the lesbian line was sick. I was like, it actually was a kind of a sick line.
Yeah, but you completely discounted the lesbian experience.
I know.
Which is offensive because that's your whole look. So the fact that you would look like a lesbian but disrespect them at the same time is inexcusable.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because we know you have a strap-on on. Just,
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. That's why I thought.
How are you going to come in here, wear a strap on, and then just denigrate the lesbian experience by complimenting Drake? You fucking moron!
It wasn't a sick line. It wasn't a sick line. It wasn't. You know.
No, it's bad.
It is bad because I realized like the way I took it was he's not trying to get with the lesbian, right?
I think
there's
he
a
is.
Million ways you could interpret it.
Yeah, I think he
not
is
really.
Though.
I mean, he's definitely yeah. definitely intended for that to be it understood in one way.
Definitely being horny. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just being horny.
Yeah. Saying stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think the other thing it's really not fair to say you can't have an opinion about something, but I think you're wasting your time to have like a deep opinion about Drake
because
mm-hmm. we know what it is. Yeah. It's been that for the last three albums.
Well, speaking of, you know, cookie cutter, manufactured assembly line content.
Yeah.
Addison Rae signed a multi-picture deal
mm-hmm.
with Netflix. This was just announced. So
yeah.
think about this. Like, go to the, by the way, congratulations. I'm sure she's fucking thrilled, right? She's yeah. probably made millions of dollars off this shit. I'm not going to hate on someone's success, but go to the Rotten Tomatoes for He's All That or She's All That or whatever.
Wait, can I just really quickly make something clear?
Yeah.
Drake is the greatest rapper of all
Stop,
time.
Stop, dude.
He's the best. And if you have a problem with that, you literally don't like music.
I'd be so pissed at that if I wasn't already done caffeinating.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm caffeinated.
You won't take the bait on that one.
No.
I can't bait you on that one. Well, you won't take the bait that Drake is literally the best rapper ever? Like, literally the greatest artist ever?
No, he's not, dude!
If there's any piece of art that you think is better than Drake, burn it. Because he is literally the best.
I think He's All That's better.
Drake should have been in He's All That. That's the only way it could have been better. I'm kidding, everyone. I don't fucking like Drake. Too sexy. Sorry.
I actually kind of do like that
song. I meant to joke earlier that you got your Big Mac while listening to I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah.
Making your shit clap.
No, I'm eating it out. I'm eating it vertically. You ever eat a burger vertically and just lick the cheese out of the middle?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Don't shudder. What was that? Oh. We need that sound on the soundboard. Oh.
Can't tell if it grossed you out or made you hard. Ugh. It's like when they were murdering that fish with carrots on Twitter. You remember that?
No.
That fucking blowfish, like stuffing it full of carrots and makes the most slutty sound. I shouldn't say slutty. That's not right. But like they're jamming carrots in its mouth and it just goes like. That's not funny.
Poor thing was fucking dying too, right?
Yeah, and they made it gag.
Oh, want some more?
Yeah.
All right.
They made its mascara run while killing
it. He's enjoying it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's so fucked up. It makes the worst sound.
A couple more in there. I think it's fucking with it.
It's Is this it? We got it right here? Yeah, here we
No. No, what no? is this?
Oh, is this the Fish Murder channel? I used to talk about this way early in the podcast. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, no. Don't play us. We're going to get age restricted. Wait, is this it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, never mind. Play it.
This is dark. I actually want to see it. Yeah.
Can you play it without us seeing it?
Just wait for it. That was it.
Yeah, you like that? You want another one?
That's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Stop.
What do you mean animal cruelty? What do you mean? He's liking it.
Only thing that's cruel is what he did to that carrot.
He threw it the fuck out of that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the pod.
You just end it there. That's the sound everybody made when they found out Addison Rae penned a $60 bajillion deal.
Yeah. Look at this. So this is what I mean. Like, we live in a special time in history and in entertainment where you can get like a 24% on your movie, and then 2 weeks later sign a multi-picture deal with the same studio.
Yeah.
Who put this one out?
Yeah.
They're like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You know why?
It's not about making good art.
It's about, well, I mean, given a lot of Netflix recent productions, like, can you really expect them to do much better?
Mm-mm. No.
I think they made The Circle and all those reality shows, and they were like, they looked at those budgets and thought, holy fuck, this is sick.
Yeah, that's true.
These shows cost $20 and they get this many subscribers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to be A24. We need money.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That is
Bro,
a good point.
So this movie actually trended number one in like a bunch of countries. It pulled in so many signups for Netflix. Austin McBroom should have put her on the card. Maybe that would have saved him from bankruptcy. You know that dude is like up to $115 million in lawsuits?
Yeah, I saw a YouTube thumbnail that said that.
Yeah, I actually watched a great recap. Content is getting so meta now, but I think it's the Wade concept. I think he does a lot of fighting. I think he focuses on boxing content, excuse me. Yeah, the Wade concept. So he did a little recap of a podcast where the manager of Gib and Deji discusses how he maneuvered that whole situation. And I don't know how this didn't occur to anyone. It was so genius. He looked at the structure for the payout and he goes, there's no way in hell. So he told Austin, he's like, oh, you want Gib and Deji? you got to pay us up front. And Austin goes, okay, yeah, sure. So then he goes and he sets up two escrow accounts. And then on the weigh-in day, he's like, my guys aren't weighing in unless you put all the money paid in full into those escrows right now. And so Gib and Deji are the only ones that actually got paid.
No way. Uh-huh. How much did they get paid?
He didn't disclose.
Damn. Wow.
But I don't think, you know, shout out to our lawyer, Spencer.
Yeah, Spence.
I think he has the right theory. He doesn't think it's a lot of money because the way Deji and Gib kept talking about it was they kept reiterating, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I want to be in it. So that would sort of indicate, you know, you contrast that with everyone else who's like, I don't care what happens to me. I'm getting a bag.
Yeah.
So,
I think you're saying the payout wasn't that much. Oh,
probably wasn't that much, but
yeah.
At least they got it.
Yep.
But I was just like, well, why these people's managers? Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they set up an escrow?
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. I mean, unless Michael Gruen probably looked at that and was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like these guys probably aren't going to pay you either way.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
I mean, there's no way that they'd pay them, you know, $5 million up front.
No,
because
he
didn't have that.
Yeah. No. But Addison Rae, congratulations. You know, it's good to see diversity. Good to see diversity in the talent here at Netflix. I just watched a doc about fucking horribly fucked up documentary about some French woman who was killed in Ireland.
Okay.
Shit was like...
That's not funny.
No, it's not. I'm laughing because you go into this and you're like, there's gonna be a payoff. No, it's one of those where you get to the end and you're like, well,
you're like, life's dark.
Yeah. I forget the name of it. Hold on.
You see that tweet? God, I forget who it was, but it was like, it's like, it's crazy that serial killers in the 70s had no idea that they were just going around creating content.
How many Ted Bundy shits do we need? You saw they're making another one?
I know.
With the...
Stop remaking shit.
We don't care. We don't care. We get it. He killed college girl.
The Matrix now.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
So the fan...
I'm kind of stuck for that, but... Yeah, come on. We don't need it. Stop tarnishing the legacy of these wonderful franchises.
Here's a TikTok clip right here. Ready? Do you know the fan theory for the new Matrix Resurrection movie?
Dude, what is it, man?
Okay, the theory is, in one scene in the trailer, the original Matrix can be seen playing on a projector. So the thought is that Neo, the one, comes back and he's like an actor who played in a movie called The Matrix that's within The Matrix. And he keeps having these dreams about all these powers. And his therapist is like, no, these are just in your head from doing the film. Turns out this motherfucker can actually do these things. And he is the one. That's the rough idea.
Okay, hold on. You got
super meta.
You lost me.
So meta.
I didn't follow that at all.
So in the trailer.
Got it, okay.
It can be seen.
Okay.
In one scene.
Right.
That the original Matrix yes. is playing on a projector.
Got you. So he was an actor and did that movie.
Yes. But
within the Matrix.
This world that they're in is within the Matrix.
Okay.
So he's the one.
He did a movie about the Matrix in the Matrix.
Yeah. But he doesn't know that he's the one. You get me?
So coincidentally, he also just so happens to be the one.
Yeah.
And he also played the one in a movie.
Yes.
Within the Matrix where he's also the one.
So meta.
That cannot be true.
I mean, in the trailer, like he's like talking to the therapist. There's like someone who appears to be his agent. He like runs into Trinity and he's like, hey. And she's like, do we know each other? And it's like clearly he knows her from his dreams. And he's like reconnecting with all these people. And then there's like a rebooted Morpheus, something like that.
That's lame.
I know.
I hope that's not true because that sucks.
You haven't even seen the movie yet. How can you have an opinion?
Yeah, Blue Pill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's what it is, I'm already let down.
I know.
But I'm giving it a shot, you know, because I love The Matrix.
We're just at a weird point with entertainment. You see the MTV Music Awards or the Video Awards, whatever, the VMAs?
Uh-huh.
Was like 30% less watched than last year. What was the stat?
Yeah, it was like 60.
Look at this. Scored less than 1 million viewers
on
MTV. Down 31%.
Wow.
No one is. This is like the last year of this shit actually being
irrelevant.
I mean, it can't be profitable anymore, can it?
It's an award show, but yeah, probably not. Yeah, I heard like 65% of the viewers were eating chicken nuggets while they watched it. Just making up stats.
Wow, that's crazy. What do you think that says about the whole landscape?
I'm not sure. I heard like 93% of the audience has feet.
Really?
Yeah, 7% are dogs.
So dogs have feet, or feetless dogs?
No, they're
dogs. Paws, no legs.
According to SoundScan, paws don't count as feet. So it's like some old TV thing.
Hmm.
They won't count dogs as viewers.
What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Thank you.
Damn, 31% though is pretty rough. Less than 1 million views.
Less than 1 million people.
Me and the VMAs have something in common.
Hit that one with a laugh too.
Yeah.
There's a 5 second delay.
Yeah.
Hey,
VMAs, algorithm kicking your ass too?
It's been kicking mine too. YouTube is, I don't know, man. We're at a weird
club.
Point
yeah.
in YouTube.
I think it's dead.
I think it is too.
I think it's dead.
Not dead, but it's...
It's on its way.
It can never be dead.
Not fully dead, but it's just... You know, I started using TikTok like a search last night. I was trying to find stuff and it was coming up and it just made me think how habitual I think TikTok is.
Yeah.
And how... You know, like Lionsgate and all these studios and stuff cutting clips of their content and, you know, people like Lionsgate cut out a clip of the business card scene from American Psycho. And all a bunch of people were commenting and asking questions about the film.
What movie is this? Like that type of thing?
Yeah. And or like what else happens? And
what?
No one was like just going to watch the movie. It was just sort of like...
That sucks.
Oh, I got
it. That sucks.
Yeah. And it's like all cropped in like fucking portraits. So you don't really get the full effect of the scene.
Oh, man. That's like... Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like today's version of watching a movie.
Kind of,
just seeing a 15-second clip and then be like, hey, what else happens?
Yeah.
And then getting a reply to your comment
mm-hmm.
that says the rest of the film.
Yeah. And I was even thinking, because I was going down my timeline, I was getting a bunch of honestly interesting stuff. In like... 5 minutes, I get a clip of some weird parasite snake at the bottom of the ocean. It's not a snake, but it's like, you know, some shit with like a bunch of teeth that can whatever. And then two clips later, it's this like dude who makes like mal hardware demos. So he like is showing this RFID scanner that you can order for a couple hundred bucks. And he's demonstrating how he could swipe an access code or even a hotel room code and get into a door and all this crazy stuff. And I thought about how that used to be the lore of YouTube, where you could go, oh, I can go on here and I can look at some crazy thing or watch some crazy documentary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now people do that on TikTok and everything is so truncated that I think even podcasting contributes to this, in that with fighting, we get a ton of comments where people go, I don't give a shit about fighting, but I like hearing you guys just kind of boil it down for me. And so I think it's just this change in people where we're kind of content not seeing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it makes YouTube weird, because I think a lot of YouTube is sort of predicated on that, like, people want to see the whole thing. And now I think that's where, why Mr. Beast is at where he's at, because he has to do the most extreme things to get people to go, all right, I'll give you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I want to stop seeing on my For You page?
Mm.
Fucking pimple popping videos. Stop putting that shit on my feed. I've never once watched the whole thing. I've never even watched the pop. It grosses me out so fucking much, dude.
Yeah, so gross.
No way. You actually like those videos?
No, no.
Oh my God. I honestly wonder, because they all have a million likes. Who the fuck watches these? You sick fucks. This is like sick. How do you not get that? This is, it's a human, it's an infection on a human skin. You're sick. You are sick. Get help.
Hot
if you
take.
Like those videos.
Hot.
Dude, there's this one where the guy pops a pimple in like the first half a second, so you cannot.
Yeah.
You cannot like skip it,
just,
right?
Ah.
So I'm like scrolling down my feed and it's like cooking videos is all my feed is now. It's pimple popping and cooking videos, which is not a great combination
Hard
of
contrast,
things, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm like scrolling. And you know like the self-censorship people have to do on TikTok to make your video not get like repressed or taken off?
Mm-hmm.
People just, every single word you could ever imagine, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, somebody makes a sex joke and they have to spell it segs.
Yeah.
S-E-double-G-S. And I'm like, that's so stupid. And then I scroll down and I see pus just spring against a mirror. And I'm like, how is this not more like fucked up than just reading the word sex? Just human pus spraying against a mirror. A million
going,
likes. And the guy's
going.
Smiling. And
what else happens?
That's it.
Yeah, I think it's what's wrong with this country.
That is what's wrong.
Is everyone's interest in
distill it down to anything?
it's the pus.
It's segs and then pus.
Yeah. Maybe it's the algorithm segs. Just trying to like mix it up for you. It's like, yeah, you like kind of like wet content.
I don't know.
Food can be kind of wet.
I guess. Yeah.
It's like you're a little bit, you know. I think that's what the TikTok algorithm is really good at trying to figure out. I think the algorithm is really geared to try to drag you into the smut. You know, like you'll be scrolling and then they just throw a little something in your ear. Like my shit is all weird, you know, 23rd century memes that don't make sense. You know, I'll just be scrolling. That'll be like a cheeseburger with like, I'm sexy back and like 4-bit. And then it'll just cut to that turtle being like,
and then it's the fucking blowfish.
Then someone running really fast, and there's like the cartoon, blah, 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 like fucking bowling pin sounds and shit. It'd be like other random stuff. And then, you know, it'll just like be something so randomly horny. And I always feel like it's just trying to be like, you want to mix it up?
Yeah.
It's almost like the Netflix, you still there, but with like a Pornhub injection.
Yeah.
Like imagine at the end of every other Netflix show, if it just propagated a softcore.
Yeah.
It's like, what time is it? You feeling something a little different?
Yeah. They know how to massage the right areas of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, now you're hungry.
Yeah.
Damn, these cooking videos. I'm so hungry. And then it's like, oh, now you're horny.
Yep.
How about that? Like, jeez.
Yeah.
And then, oh, now you're fucking disgusted. Here's pus spraying against a mirror.
And then a dog.
And then, like, oh, wait, a cute dog. Oh, wait. Oh, now you're in love with the dog.
Yeah.
I love dogs. Now you want to eat the dog. You hungry?
Yeah.
You hungry? Now you want to eat it, probably.
No, I don't want to eat it.
Here's a video of a dog getting kicked off a bridge. Oh, no. Now you're scared. No, poor dog.
Rinse, repeat, back to the food.
Yeah. Now you want to fuck the dog. Oh, you're horny again.
I'm sure it's on there, man. I'm sure there's animal abuse and all kinds of shit on there.
There's just, you know, it's just, maybe it's the algorithm like saying, get off, you know?
No.
You've been watching cooking videos for 30 minutes and then it's like, here's a pimple. Yeah. You're like, oh, gross. And it's like, yeah, exactly. What are you doing?
Nah, I think
what is your job?
No, I think it's like supposed to zap you and then it, you get back into the cycle. You're like, oh, I need 100 more TikToks to wash that out of my face.
Yeah.
Or my brain. Ben actually sent me this really pretty well-designed article. It was very like web, like not OpenGL, but it was sick. Like you would scroll and it would have like, you know, TikTok scroll by with like little sound bites. And they basically created a bunch of bots, and all the bots were, their accounts were aged 13 to 15. And they had a set experiment where the bots would engage certain behaviors. So like one of them, on the first day, it liked one TikTok and it observed one TikTok that was about weed. And then on day two, it liked, or no, I don't even think it liked it. I think it just observed it. On day two, it observed another TikTok about a marijuana cake. And then they laid out this grid of like the first frame of all the TikToks it had seen. And then it highlighted all the ones that ended up being like really dark, like how to take psychedelics, what psychedelics to take, what psychedelics do to you, how to grow them. It's just, you know, just the rabbit hole going deeper and deeper. And it ended up being like 67% of like 1,000 TikToks or something. So it was just like off those two, it just progressively at a very accelerated rate just started ramming drug content.
Wow.
That's down crazy. Like the bots like feed. Yeah. And then they did,
I
mean, it with,
it's not surprising, but I feel like TikTok does it more aggressively than anyone else.
Yeah.
Like we're so focused on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I don't know, like YouTube, mm-hmm. doing that stuff. Like that's what the social network was about, right?
Yeah.
Is those two primarily.
Yeah.
And just like the recommendation engine. But TikTok's is on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their shit is crazy.
It's really insane. It did it with sex as well, and
Segs, you mean?
Segs, yeah.
Segs, yeah.
That didn't even matter because then it just kind of spiraled into BDSM and like, you know, really sort of advanced, yeah, like you know, like advanced sexual like interests, you know, like stuff that you may discover over time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but I think the main crux of the article was like, dude, these accounts are registered as 13 to 15 years old.
Yeah.
How is there no regulation and then, or sort of monitoring. And then the crazier part from that is they're kind of pointing out peripherally.
Oh, wait, the accounts were 13 to 15.
Yeah.
And still they were promoting mm-hmm. drug use.
Yeah. Sex. All that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then something that they kind of sidebarred was like, you know, some of these TikToks were like, yo, I grow mushrooms. And if you want to buy mushrooms, but you can't get them, like click the link in my bio. And then this person is like offering ways to get it. And if you couple that with kids like knowing how to use crypto and stuff, you know, it's not to say that kids don't try drugs, but fuck all, man. Like, I don't think it was that easy, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day, maybe depending on who you are. But then similarly, you know, OnlyFans creators are like obviously there like promoting what they do. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But the idea that a 13-year-old could just be fed basically two out of every three TikToks is like something really sort of beyond what they really understand. It's fucking nuts.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep thinking like, you know, but then it has positives, you know, like I look at this comedian like Nimesh Patel. He has like a TikTok where someone asked him like, oh, how's TikTok changed your life? And he was like, you know, I, a couple months ago, I didn't have any dates booked and now I have like a full tour booked and it's done great things for me. So there is like definitely positivity to using it, but at what cost? I don't know. I think it's murdering everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Sorry, tangent as fuck.
No, that was really interesting. I would love to see more reverse engineering of the algorithm.
Yeah.
To see exactly how it works and
dark shit.
Yeah, man. It really is.
How do you feel about YouTube? Are you inspired these days?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm making a lot more shit than I used to.
Yeah.
Just because I just wanted to see what happened, you know? Like, just by posting regularly, like, two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hasn't really affected anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm making more money now. But, like, my subscribers haven't gone up. My views have kind of stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of was thinking, like, that's the way to compete with TikTok and with everything. It's just, like, post as much as you can. Because, like, I mean, or the other way is, like, treat it like JonTron does, where it's, like, you spend a lot on one video so that it's guaranteed people will, you know, be excited to watch it. But I don't know. I don't fucking know, dude. I've never known what the fuck I've on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I experimented the same thing this past month with uploading a lot, and it kind of just murdered me. So now I have no idea what to do.
No, but I think it goes through like these.
That,
I
mean, as well, it's such a toss up. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you could keep that up, and then your next month could be insane.
That's kind of the point of posting a lot, I feel like, is you find one that hits, and then you can do that multiple times.
Yeah.
And, like, not milk it necessarily, like, still focus on making it good. But, I mean, you saw with your TikTok one, Out of Pocket TikTok.
That's, like, literally the only thing I can get to get recommended.
Right.
I read this comment. This dude was like, I'm fucking tired of all these commentary creators just leaning on TikTok. This shit is so fucking lazy. And I was like, well, you know, I tried making a car into a desk, and I tried making a game show. I tried like some interview content. I even fucking picked up like a hobby of racing, and like, it just doesn't give a fuck. So here I am with Out of Pocket TikTok 7. Like, what do you want me to do?
I know it's.
I get it. Like, I would be pissed too if the only thing that's getting recommended to me is like, have you fucking made 9 of these? Do you do anything else? That's the other part that frustrates me.
But also everything to give commentary on. Like, nobody is doing anything except for on TikTok.
Yep.
It's where nobody's trying to be a YouTuber anymore.
No.
You know, no one's doing anything on Instagram anymore. It's all TikTok.
I think
so. It's like, yeah, we're going to make commentary videos.
Yeah. I also feel that there's this interesting thing with TikTok where you see them all, like all the kids that blew up on it. There is a ceiling, you know. That's why Charlie's like, and the, you know, D'Amelio's are trying to go to traditional TV and music and other stuff. It's this weird shit where they get big and then they want to transfer over to YouTube, but then they know everyone's on TikTok, and it just becomes like, I think there's just going to be a power vacuum where someone's going to create something where everyone goes, yes, this is what we want. And I think YouTube, TikTok, I think all of it will just get like flattened in the process. It just feels like that is coming. Like, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's global warming.
Yeah.
It just flattens.
Dude, speaking of which, did you see, actually, this is kind of a good segue. Speaking of ceilings, TikTokers getting out of TikTok and global warming at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you see that company that Josh Richards, his VC firm, Animal Capital, is investing in?
No.
It's called Colossal.
It actually sounds familiar.
They're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Sick.
It is fucking sick.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Is that not sick?
No, it makes me laugh more because I was like, oh, that's, sorry. In my new set, I started like writing this bit about reanimation.
Okay.
And, like, how that's on the way. So, like, to know that fucking exists is awesome.
Reanimation?
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, like, I don't want to, like, spoil too much. But
okay.
Basically, the idea, like, could you imagine if, just like this, you know, they just start digging people back up, and they're like, well, we can bring them back.
Oh, yeah. One, though, they, like, they're genetically modifying a living species of elephant.
Oh, okay.
To withstand super cold temperatures, and then I guess the idea is that when these were alive, it's like not as much methane was being released from the ice because it doesn't melt as fast, because they're killing something that melts the ice, something like, I don't know,
I see,
some fucking, you know, ecosystem type shit. I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but
this is what it's come to save the environment.
Yeah.
No one will buy the $400,000 golf carts, and they will not let go of their Chevys.
Yeah.
Let's bring back the woolly mammoth.
My whole thing, though, my whole thought on this was, if you're going to genetically modify it and bring it back, why not give it the head of like a penguin for a shark?
Logan Paul clones this fucking project. We're making the Pugguk for real. I was going to say, this is going to replace French bulldogs. Influencers are going to be running to get a piece of this and be like, yeah, me and my woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth walking down Melrose on a leash. Just stomping on cars and shit. Yeah, just like in the middle of the crowd at Coachella. Killing hundreds of people.
Just fucking
pick.
Impeding on the Grove. Just in front of the Apple store with their fucking woolly mammoth.
So stupid.
So dumb. That's crazy. So when's the first one gonna touch down? Is there like a waiting list? Is it like a Supreme drop? Like, can you get in and get one of them, or are they just trying to do one?
I think they're just trying to make one right now. It said within 5 years. They said they're gonna try and. I mean, it's so cool. Is it not?
No, it is cool.
Some Jurassic Park shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that's left to like make all of the great movies we know and make them for real, you know?
Yeah.
After this, it'll be dinosaurs. We'll make a real dinosaur park.
Yeah, what if we were just like, oh, fucking leave them in the ground, dude. You know, you're tarnishing their legacy. Stop bringing shit back. Stop remaking shit.
Everyone's always trying to do these shitty sequels, dude. It's dead. We knew about the woolly mammoth. It's over, fool.
Over, dude.
Make a new one.
Gives a fuck.
Make a liger.
We're bringing back the woolly mammoth, but this time starring Josh Richards. Which is basically what that is.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's going to happen, bro? We're going to, like, society's going to reset, and we're going to be sent back into the Ice Age. And as a society, we're going to have to vote who carries on our legacy. That's what it's going to be. Mm. And then we're all going to, like, everyone's going to have to campaign as to why they should be one of the 200 that are frozen to restart humanity. And Josh is in the front running.
I see.
Well, I mean,
that's
he did.
He invested in this company.
He did invest in the woolly mammoth. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He kind of deserves to be here, yeah. Man. He got. So that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to invest or create something for the future.
Well, that's why we're cloning them.
That's very
true. That's why. Yeah. So that when all this shit goes to hell down there.
If they don't make it, we still have one.
Exactly. to dance for us.
Yeah.
Come on, do the whoa.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
Get that old Josh up here.
Come on, buddy. Do a dance. Do something.
Come on, man. You remember the whip.
Come on,
bro.
Little nay-nay, maybe?
You know what also makes me kind of cringe is when I hear people, you know, sort of like mainstream television people talk about TikTok. They always refer to it as like whatever stupid dance you're doing or whatever. It's like, it's not that. It's a very, very evolved and mature application. There's so many different types of content on here.
Oh, yeah.
To just reduce it to, oh, it's just like kids dancing. It's not really
accurate.
That's
what it used to be.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
You know that comment everyone leaves like, oh, this used to be a music app?
Yeah.
I was thinking about... two people meeting off of a comment section. Saction.
A comment section.
And fucking. And then this dude's getting shit blown and he's like, damn. And I think this used to be a music app. Fuck.
That's funny.
How'd you guys meet? Well, he commented a bunch of chairs, and it was this meme at the time where we weren't using the laughing emojis, and we were just using chairs. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you're so funny. I mean, I know everyone had done the joke, but... So I DM'd him some chairs, and he sent some back. I blew him. Next thing you know...
And to think it used to be a music app.
Yeah, man.
Mommy, Daddy, how did you guys meet? We met on a music app. Well, what used to be a music app.
Cooking over a gas burning stove, which is like fucking rare in 2060. Because gasoline's illegal as fuck.
Fucking woolly mammoths everywhere.
Yeah.
There's like 100 woolly mammoths. within like 200 yards of them.
That becomes our new god. this experiment goes horribly wrong.
No, it's just
they make 10,000 of them.
Yeah, our new gopher.
Yeah,
or like squirrel or whatever.
Yeah,
just they're just fucking everywhere.
Yeah, and then everyone worships the mammoths. They don't, you know, utmost respect for the mammoths. It's like, mommy, daddy, where did the mammoths come from? Well, that's why we believe in Josh.
Josh becomes the new Jesus. The leader of the mammoths.
Yeah, leader of the mammoth world. Josh Richards.
Picturing him with like a gigantic stick.
Yeah.
Like fucking Gandalf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Enough about a stick, right?
Yeah. You mean Gandilf.
Gant, nice. Exactly. Our Gandilf. Josh Richards, our Gandilf. Who's that? Who's, mommy, who's that leading the mammoths?
That's Gandalf.
That's Gandalf. There's like 100 mammoths behind him. Just walking through the snow.
Josh still skinny as shit.
This way.
Yeah.
And just to think, this all came from a music app.
Damn, bro. Fucking hell.
I was kind of thinking it'd be funny if the mammoths were like pests. Like if they just fucked it up.
Oh, so.
And they just started fucking like crazy and just reproducing like rabbits. So they're just everywhere.
So then there's a sitcom about mammoth removal and.
Yeah, they're just everywhere. People are like pushing them over. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Falls over.
Damn. Yeah. And to think this all started from a music app. I mean, that's Josh Richards. You look at, you know, if you look at Josh Richards.
Josh Richards? The Mammoth Whisperer?
Yeah, the Mammoth Whisperer. If you look at Gandalf 5 years ago and he's like fixing his hair to, you know, Avril Lavigne or whatever the fuck, you know, pitched down Avril Lavigne sample mashed up with CeeLo, you know, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And to know that he was going to invest through a VC company and recreating the woolly mammoth. What the fuck, dude? What is going on?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is the simulation theory right there. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no, you know, that's as good of a piece of evidence as we have.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. We should just end it.
Kill ourselves?
Not like that.
Oh, what do you mean?
We should just blow the ship up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, there's nothing left for us down there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get any better, so.
Well, what could we bring back? Because, like, you know, for every Uber, there's a Lyft.
Yeah.
You know, for every TikTok, there's a Triller.
Yeah.
You know, what could we bring back? They're bringing back the woolly mammoth.
For every she's all that, like there's the he's all that. Oh, we could bring back the dingo.
Dingo. Dingo would be kind of.
Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
We should find her plane.
Okay.
And bring it back.
Okay.
Be like, we have, you know, this great plane was lost in the Bermuda Triangle. So we're bringing it back so we can all, that's kind of fucked up. Rest in peace. What could we bring back?
I meant species wise.
Okay.
What's something cool that's extinct?
That's not a dinosaur?
Yeah.
What if we bring back like a niche microbe, just something kind of fucking lame?
Yeah, like a cell, like just a, or like a deep sea fish, like one that you never even see.
I think even smaller. It's just like a, yeah, are you talking like a, you know, like a pre-shrimp?
Yeah.
Just like a underwater worm.
Yeah.
That feeds off of fucking fish poop. It's blind, like it can't.
Yeah.
It just works off a weird scent.
Yeah. We're like, no one knows about these species, but they went extinct. And it's important we bring them back.
We're just selling them in cans. Everyone's like, what does it do? Just eats shit.
Like a poop worm.
Yeah. I don't know. Looks cool in a necklace.
What is this?
Is this the dodo bird?
Oh. Dodo bird. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. These little fuckers.
We should make the first Pikachu. Like if we could have a real like Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make a, like, oh, we should make Pokemon for real.
Yeah, okay.
Some, like, I think Pikachu in real life would be fucking feral. Yeah. Like if you can shoot electricity bolts and stuff, it's probably disgusting, really off-putting.
Yeah.
We should make like...
And like super like not into humans.
Yeah.
Like really mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A really mean raccoon.
Just, sorry, he's not friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we, no, sorry, he's not friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, I picture it like a rabbit.
Yeah, he's like a little...
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a rabbit, but it's got like Joker scars around its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's got way too many teeth.
Yeah.
And the electricity bolts aren't like full up bolts. It's just like when you touch it, it creates like low grade voltage. Yeah. So you're like, ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And if you grab it with two hands, you'll feel it through your heart for like a second.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Make a million of those. Cut them loose. Pokemon, go. Go catch them all. We need it. It's going to be bad. These whoever did these are, they got them right. Oh, could you imagine? You'd want to step on that thing, I imagine. That would freak you out.
Yeah. Oh, go to the Doug Trio.
Yeah, that is horrific, bro.
That's scary.
We should make 100 million of those.
It looks like a human.
Oh, dude, yeah, that is sick. Breed a gopher with...
And you can pop them and pus sprays out.
Oh my God, dude. Genetically infuse these with like hillbilly DNA. So they're like kind of like burly and... What if that thing, what if like a... Yes. Yes. That's just what
I never thought of that. That's
too
what
much
they're doing.
Trend, bro.
Yeah.
It's just the boys hanging out.
Damn, that's Doug Trio.
Nah, go back. I like the feral gopher shit.
I hate that.
We should make these like saw style. Like we should take three gophers, enhance them with like some kind of food, and then stitch them all together so that they like merge together.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, disgusting, but Pokemon Go. Gotta catch them all.
Ugh, man.
Yeah.
Those are rough.
That's what we're gonna bring back, guys.
Oh my God, the Mankey?
Yeah, that is scary. I wouldn't fuck with that.
That one. Oh, Jesus
I would not
Christ.
Mess with that. Why didn't Logan Paul steal these?
Yeah, these are fucking way better.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Didn't search nearly hard enough. If you're going to rip off some art, like at least rip off good art. Well, I guess if they're not stock images. Yo, what's that seal one? I don't even know the name of that thing. Sea King, scroll up. That thing in the middle. No, go to the left of this. Yeah. That is disgusting. Why do they put so much juice on his tongue?
What is that? Is that cum?
Damn. I'm not even gonna. I gotta leave that alone. That is crazy. Yo, this dude's got this down. These are sick. Yo, that fucking, all the way to the left, that clam with the tongue out, that shit is so sexual too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cloister, that's what that shit is. Never make that Pokemon.
What's the guy's name? Joshua Dunlop?
Dunlop.
Joshua Dunlop, he made these. These are fucking sick.
Yeah, great job, dude.
Reddit, man. How long do you spend making these? There's so many. Did you do every single Pokemon?
I think so. These are dope.
Let's see that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Omastar?
Hmm?
That's the name that was on the right-hand side.
What was it?
Omastar.
Oh.
Omastardy's nuts in your mouth?
Nice.
These are sick. It would be dope if they made a Pokemon game that was like photorealistic like this.
Yeah.
First person, creepy shit.
That's scary. That is fucking creepy. I would kick the fuck out of that.
It wouldn't matter because your foot would go in it and he'd just look at you and start to clone you.
Oh, yeah.
He'd start to turn into you. Yeah. And then you would look. It'd be like some Matrix shit and your foot would be in the dick of you. And then he'd pull your foot out and your fucking crotch would just shoot out like an inflatable. He just butt ass naked you and you're like, what?
With a way bigger dick?
Yeah. You're like,
what? How?
What? Oh, dude.
That's not fair.
It starts beating the fuck out of you.
Wait, how do I get that? Can I do that to you? And then starts beating the shit out of you? Is that
yeah,
what you're
yeah. Kicks the shit out of you to a pulp and replaces you in your life.
But like a way better you.
Yeah. Fucking
damn, that's dark as fuck.
Why is there not a spinoff movie of Dittos just like that is so scary. Like just becoming
so
people.
Scary. Oh, Jesus.
That is sick. That is sick.
That is scary as fuck.
The back of Pinsir should look like some rocks. It should look like he just blends in and then he just stands up looking like that. Dope. Yeah, we need to make the Pokemon horror movie. Yo, that Chansey, that thing is disgusting, bro. Go to the left.
Oh, that's so gross.
I want to pop it. It's like...
That's what I'm saying. I want to go like this. Oh, his face. Right?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I just want to...
Sort of.
Sort of, because like... I don't think I'd be satisfied. Man, that looks like that cookie you get when you get like Chinese takeout with the single almond in it. You know what I'm talking about? No. That like shortbread cookie with the almond in it? Hold on. People in New York, you know what I'm talking about.
What? I hate this thing.
Damn, shout out to Joshua Dunlop,
yeah,
bro.
I'm thoroughly creeped out.
Making good art.
Oh, that one's cute. Oh, Jesus. <That's>... Shoot. All right, scared again.
I have to find. Yeah, come
go
on.
Go to the one
man.
With the tongue. No. The one in the middle. Scroll down. Yeah, that one.
Go to the one with the tongue.
Dang.
It just sounds so bad.
Dang.
Holy shit.
What'd
no.
that tongue do?
That shit is literally called a lick a tongue. Man, come on. I'm looking up Chinese almond cookie and I'm striking out.
Should we go to the Bone Zone?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang.
Yeah, buy a ticket.
We're going to be there. We're bringing in a woolly mammoth as a guest.
Yeah. Then we're going to shoot it.
And we're going to kill it. The only ones. We're going to bring in.
We're
going
to have Josh Richards
mammoth.
Bring the only woolly mammoth up to the ship.
And we're going to kill it
live on set.
Yep.
So, we're joking. We're not going to do that. We are going to kill it performance wise. It's going to be a great time. Show up. Should we just tell them what we did? Fuck it. I was trying to make something up.
Okay. Well, it'll be in the
You'll
trailer.
See. Yeah, you will see it in the trailer. See. We did some pro wrestling.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was sick.
There you go.
What?
Ruined it. No, I'm kidding.
Not really.
It was insane. Literally insane. I'm still sore from it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So. And so that's...
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang.
Yep.
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang.
See you guys there. October... whenever it is. When is it?
October 14th, 5 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
Available for 24 hours after, so if you're in a different country, you can watch it when you wake up the next day.
And if you bought a ticket before, you get a little discount, so I wouldn't sleep on that.
All right, gang, we'll see you in the bonus.
Peace.